A local court has granted bail to Kamran Asghar Qureshi, the father of Armughan, the main suspect in the Mustafa Amir murder case, in an illegal arms case. The bail application was heard by the Additional District and Sessions Judge South, who approved the bail against a surety bond of 100,000 rupees. During the hearing, Defense Counsel Khurram Awan argued that the case was baseless and registered solely because the accused is Armughan's father. He claimed that Kamran has been wrongfully implicated in multiple cases. The judge remarked that the accused should be released if not wanted in any other case. According to the prosecution, the anti-violent crime cell had booked Kamran Asghar Qureshi after recovering illegal weapons from his possession. A total of 4 FIRs have been lodged against him. Earlier, an anti-terrorism court, ATC, in Karachi had extended the physical remand of Armughan, the prime suspect in the Mustafa Amir murder case, for an additional 7 days. The court directed the investigation officer to submit a progress report at the next hearing. Prosecutors argued that more time was required to recover a laptop and mobile phone, which they believe contain crucial evidence. Armughan's defense counsel opposed the request, claiming that police had completed their investigation and further remand was unnecessary. However, the court sided with the prosecution and approved the extension. During the hearing, the judge inquired whether the seized evidence had been properly sealed, to which the investigation officer confirmed compliance. The court also permitted Armughan's parents to meet him briefly. Moreover, according to a report, Armughan had allegedly confessed to the crime and explained the reasons behind Mustafa's murder. The report revealed that Armughan ran a call center at a bungalow in Defense's Kayaban Imanin area, where 30 to 40 boys and girls worked, along with 30 to 35 security guards stationed at the premises. The bungalow also illegally housed 3 lion cubs. The interrogation report also shed light on Armughan's involvement in business and drug use. Before Mustafa's murder, Armughan, along with his friend Shiraz, planned to burn Mustafa's car and had previously intended to harm him. The report revealed that in 2019, Armughan was involved in a case regarding drug importation, but he secured bail in that matter. According to the investigation, Armughan himself was a drug user. On New Year's Eve, Armughan hosted a party at the bungalow, where Shiraz was also present until 3 a.m. However, Mustafa did not attend the party. The following day, Armughan and Mustafa had a personal dispute, which escalated into a violent confrontation. On January 6, Armughan invited Shiraz to the bungalow to take drugs together, and Mustafa arrived at around 9 p.m. During this encounter, Armughan assaulted Mustafa with an iron rod.